I personally know Scott as a guy that's interested in seeing all New Mexico businesses thrive and do well and come out of this situation. So, Scott, I'm going to start right off the bat and say, can a car dealership operate safely and be open for business during this time of COVID-19?
Jim, yeah, I believe that not only can a car dealership, but I believe all businesses can if we use good judgment, good common sense. And, you know, I've got in my hand right now the All Together New Mexico booklet that came out, I think, back in October, which is the COVID safe practices put out by the state. And as I read through them, I mean, there's a lot of good common sense, sensible ways to operate businesses in there. However, they aren't allowing us to do this for the most part, especially the past 2 weeks. It's been a little frustrating for a lot of businesses. And, you know, the people that I know that own restaurants, I really feel badly for them right now because they're having a very difficult time operating their businesses.
Yeah.
I have friends that own fast food restaurants, and, you know, they're doing very well. They've done very well throughout the entire coronavirus shutdown or stay-at-home order, whatever we want to call it, since March. But some of our friends that have regular restaurants, sit-down, go-in, dine-in restaurants, have really had a tough go with this. Our business, we have had to relearn and rethink our business practices, but we've adapted quite well over the past 6 months. So.
Well, Scott, I want to ask you really from my own personal experience. I drove an old Nissan Armada. I had 250,000 miles when I came by to visit you because the vehicle was on its last legs. Drove it for many years, and it was just time to get into another vehicle. And when I stopped by, this was right after, I guess, the first shutdown order had been issued and everything was allowed to reopen. And I came into your dealership. You guys are practicing, you know, COVID-safe practices. I frankly don't remember ever being very close to any one individual. Had nice conversations with you, had some nice conversations with Ridge, my sales guy, but it wasn't like we were, you know, in real close proximity. You have a nice big showroom, you have a very nice lot with all kinds of nice vehicles, and I can just say, you know, myself, I felt very safe. And I know this, when I first came in, I mean, you have just got really, really beautiful vehicles. And I'm not really in a position where I could go afford, even though I'd love to go buy myself a brand new GMC truck. And you said, Jim, hey, don't worry about it. We're going to track something down for you. And you actually went, you know, you made your staff aware of what I was looking for. And you also have the ability to go out and buy used vehicles and things. You found me the perfect truck.
Yeah, it didn't take long. And that was, I mean, most of our used vehicles, we'll talk about that for a minute. We don't go out and buy a lot of vehicles, but we focus on making our used vehicle inventory comes from trade-ins. So by doing so, we feel we can pay more for a trade-in because we know exactly what we're going to do with it than going out to the auction, because you never know what you're going to get. We know what we're going to get, so we think our used cars, when the way we do business, we can provide our customers a very, very good product in the pre-owned market. So,
well, I can tell you this vehicle didn't have a scratch on it, a couple of years old, very low miles, and you took me through the whole process. I mean, it, like you said, from the day I came in to talk with you, I think it was only 24, 48 hours later before you located a nice vehicle. I came in and took a look at it, and you took care of everything for me, and I appreciate that very much. Tell us about your dealerships. You have Petrie Buick GMC here in Albuquerque. You also have Petrie Kia, which is just down the road on Eagle Ranch. You guys are just south of the Cottonwood Mall. And kind of, you split the distance between Costco on either side. And then you've got a Petra Kia in Las Cruces and the Santa Maria dealership out in California. So tell us about all the products and services you provide.
Okay. Well, the four dealerships or the dealerships that we operate are home bases here in Albuquerque. And as you mentioned, Buick GMC, Petra Buick GMC, and Petra Kia are within about half a mile of one another on the west side of Albuquerque on Eagle Ranch Road and Coors Bypass, right? We kind of bookend Costco, if you will, here on Eagle Ranch Road. The Las Cruces dealership is a Kia dealership as well. So we, in New Mexico, we are, I don't brag, and I certainly don't want to have this come across as bragging, but we're the biggest Kia retailer in New Mexico with both of those stores. Certainly, even with just our bigger store in Albuquerque, we retail a lot of new Kias. And Kia is, if you haven't looked at or even thought you wanted to look at a Kia, because Kia 20 years ago had a bit of a stigma, but it is a fantastic product right now. Probably one of the nicest, well-built vehicles that I can even imagine driving. I mean, my wife, she'll be going on her second Kia here in a couple of months. She loves the product. Very, very good product. So, and then Santa Maria, California, that store we purchased coming up on 2 years now, and it's been an interesting comparison going through COVID-19 from a New Mexico perspective versus California. And ironically, a lot of us in New Mexico might think that California had a little tighter lockdown, but it was not. In fact, California has been easier to operate during this in COVID environment than it has been in New Mexico. So very interesting comparison and contrast between the two states.
You are open for business right now, but you're only allowed to do curbside, and you have really introduced some pretty neat technology with PetriPressGo.com.
Yeah, we introduced that actually back in we had to really starting at the end of March when we first got shut down, if you will, our sales operation. Service, by the way, has always been deemed essential in New Mexico. Sales, automobile sales, is deemed essential on the federal level, but a state can decide its own essential businesses. And in New Mexico, sales, early in the process of managing the virus, sales was put on the non-essential list. We eventually got it put on the essential list. I think it was back in May, but it was a very limited sales type, or how we had to sell cars. So we came up with we had to get really good at online retailing, and you know it's hard to buy a car or for us to sell a car 100% online. It's very, very difficult to do so with zero interaction. But with Petri Press Go, you can spend as much time as you want in, you know, at the comfort of your own home, browsing inventory, working out different payment scenarios. You can get your if you have a trade-in, you can get your trade-in appraised right there. So you can spend as much time as you want going through that sales process, if you will, but in the comfort of your own home. I mentioned earlier that we've really revamped and taken a different look and a new approach as to how we sell cars. And over the last few months, we've found that we believe we can streamline our sales process by using tools like Petri Press Go, by doing a lot more interaction over the telephone, because, you know, we'll call them the old days, which was only less than a year ago. Mm-hmm. The process was we'd like to get people to come in. I mean, buying a car is a fun process where people like to touch, feel, drive, and experience a vehicle before they buy it. And it would take an average of about 3 hours to go from beginning to end on a car purchase. So with what we've been going through since we started to do limited contact sales back in May, more of the process has taken place on the internet and over the phone. So when a customer does finally decide on a vehicle, we've already got the terms worked out. We've got the credit is all approved. Everything's ready to go. The only really thing left to do is for them to come in and spend about 20 minutes with us to confirm the vehicle, which is a sanitized test drive on their new vehicle, and then finish the paperwork in a very clean environment. So there's, like you mentioned, very little contact with people to try and continue to minimize contact, therefore reducing the risk of coronavirus spread. And we've done a great job here at Petrie.
Well, I can tell you, again, my personal experience, and I forgot to mention this, you do provide a way for people to drive the cars and do exactly what you said. It is fun. It's a blast. It's especially fun because, like I mentioned, Ridge, who is the salesperson that you had me dealing with, there was no high pressure. There was just a willingness to help me get exactly what I needed and what I could afford. And I really appreciated the heart of that whole thing because I didn't ever feel any, you know, car salesman pressure or even, you know, just any manipulation at all. I just felt like this was a really nice vehicle. I got to drive it, did exactly what I needed it to do. So you can still test drive and all of those kind of things. I forgot to mention that earlier.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little different than, you know, say a year ago. But I think our governor's speaking this afternoon at 3, so we'll have a little more information what it's going to look like going into December. But we believe that we can go back to what we have been doing. Like when you bought your vehicle, Jim, it was, you know, appointment only, come into the dealership, try to minimize the amount of time spent here, mm-hmm. and get in and out a lot more quickly than you know, just coming and hanging out, which we do miss those days, but we've learned that this is a very efficient way to do business, and I believe customers are enjoying it. You know, they still get to the experience. It just may not be the full experience, but we've found it to be a very streamlined, good way to do business.
Scott, this is going to be kind of off script from the topic list that we put together, but I want to ask you, is there a real difference between men and women in terms of being customers? Do you have to deal with men differently than you deal with women, or are they kind of the same when it comes to looking for a vehicle?
Well, you're going to maybe find this answer funny, but I'm not being funny. But we know, and that most sales, and I say most, not all, but most, and meaning the majority, are either purchased by a female or definitely influenced by the female.
Hey, that doesn't surprise me at all. That doesn't surprise me at all.
So we've learned, I mean, and you mentioned, I mean, no pressure when you come to Petrie. We're not a high-pressure sales organization. I mean, we want people to come in, enjoy themselves, and make their decision. That doesn't mean we don't guide them through, you know, the decision-making process, because it is a process that people have to go through to make a decision to spend the kind of money that it takes to purchase a vehicle nowadays. I mean, cars are expensive. So
sure.
We believe we've got a very well-trained staff to help people go through that process without feeling pressure and actually come out on the other side enjoying and liking the decision that they made. So, in other words, there's the old, everybody, I think, has experienced it, buyer's remorse, but we don't really we don't have that issue at Petrie. So, which makes it very nice, you know.
No, and I totally agree with you. We're on the phone this afternoon with the Chief Operating Officer for Petrie Automotive Group. They operate Petrie Buick GMC. They're located at 9737 Eagle Ranch Road, and just down the road south, about a block, is Petrie Kia. They're located at 9640 Eagle Ranch Road. They also have dealerships in Las Cruces and out in California. We'll be back with more from Scott right after these messages. Stay with us. At Albuquerque Christian Children's Home, we believe that children are truly a gift from God. That's why we open our arms and our hearts to children who have been abused, neglected, or abandoned. Children who are hurting and scared. Although we have lots of love to give, caring also takes dollars. You can help provide a home for these children with us by making a tax-deductible donation online at acch4kids.org or by calling us at 898-5520. 2020 has been a challenge for all of us. Our children are growing up in a safe and secure Christian home because of your generous support. At this critical time, we need your support now more than ever. We receive no state or federal funding. Please consider a year-end donation to help us continue to provide a loving home for our children. Go to acch4kids.org and click on the Donate Now button or call us at 898-5520.
Do you have an old clunker or a good running vehicle? Donate to Joy Junction. It can help bring hope to the homeless. If it's in good condition, great. If not, no problem. Running not required. We'll take it. Just contact us and we'll take care of the rest, even tow it. Just call 505-217-9586. Your vehicle donation will help us provide housing for Albuquerque's homeless families. Joy Junction, bringing hope to the homeless. Won't you help? Here's Joy Junction CEO, Elma Reynolds.
Joy Junction has been serving homeless families, men and women, for more than 33 years now. And it's a dream come true for our late founder, Jeremy Reynolds, to have a new additional space to give more dignity and privacy to those who come to our doors. But we need your help. Your generous donation means hope to somebody, and we are here to be that hope.
For more information, go to joyjunction.org. Be that hope. Go to joyjunction.org.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome back to ABQ Connect. We want to thank our friends at Indigo Mortgage for being a sponsor here of the programming on KNKT and ABQ Connect. Be sure and call Indigo Mortgage for a quote when you are shopping for your next mortgage. Call Indigo Mortgage at 836-5700 or on the web at indigomortgage.net. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. Scott Simpkins, Petrie Automotive Group, on the phone with us, and we're talking about the effects of the shutdown and COVID-19 on his business and other businesses around the community. Scott, I don't ever want to present my next question in a light of, you know, mean criticism, but I guess we have to say that, at least I am, and I get to say this because I guess I'm the talk show host, and the station manager can, you know, tell me, Jim, be quiet. So I'm going to take the opportunity to say this. I have contacted a number of representatives for various sections of Bernalillo, Sandoval County, Valencia County that are in the House and the Senate, New Mexico representatives, and without one exception, I have not had one of those individuals tell me that they were aware and kept informed what was going to happen with the next, health order coming out of the state of New Mexico. So I want to ask you, are you or the New Mexico Automotive Dealers Association aware of any science? Because the governor's office keeps attributing, blaming science for some of the actions that they're taking. Are you aware of any science that shows that COVID-19 has been spread by automotive dealers anywhere in this country?
I'm unaware of any scientific study or statistical analysis to that, other than, I think I saw a chart from the governor's office that listed, you know, various businesses of, you know, COVID cases. Mm-hmm. And if I recollect, automobile dealers were like the very bottom as far as a spreader, mm-hmm. Where people contract the virus. We operate three car dealerships in New Mexico. And you know, as time has happened since March, we have had employees who have came down with the virus. Obviously, we caught it extremely early, and we kept them away from work. And to my knowledge, in any of our three dealerships, we have not had a single consumer contract from any of our dealerships. And the employees that have contracted it, they caught it outside of our dealership. So they caught it elsewhere and brought it in, but it didn't spread throughout our dealerships, thank heaven. So
yeah.
But as far as you know, the science, I mean, you know, I'm certainly not a scientist, but you know, I am sure that for every science, whatever our governor's office quotes, there's probably science on the other side that may say just the opposite. I mean, you know, I've got it's a virus, you know, and viruses, you can't control them, I don't believe. You can treat them, as you and I know.
Mm-hmm.
But they're very difficult to control. But as far as us as an industry being a spreader of the virus, I don't believe we are. Now, that's not from a scientific study. It's just based on what I know about our three dealerships here in New Mexico. And I obviously talk to other dealers here in the state. So,
well, I've actually done the same. I've spoken to many people, not just in your business, but for example, we had a gentleman on this program addressing some of the similar topics to what we're talking to you about, Buck Buckner with Rain Tunnel Car Spas here in Albuquerque. Mm-hmm. And of course, he's been shut down for the second time for this last 2 weeks. The first time that he got shut down, he told us that he got together a consortium of about 16 different business people, all businesses that had plans in place that they put together. They weren't even complaining about the first shutdown. What they did is they took all of the data, all of the information that the governor was giving, all of the standards and everything that she set, they came up with a plan and they contacted the governor's office. And they didn't even get a response. So the point of what I'm making today is not to further complain, but I'm really hoping that somebody from the governor's office or even the governor herself would actually listen to the program, because I think that in the interest of words like fairness and equality and equity, treating everybody the same is not accomplishing that. I heard an illustration of three kids that were trying to look over a wall to see a bunch of kids playing baseball in a baseball park. And there was a really tall kid, a medium-sized kid, and a very small kid. And if we treated them all equally so they could see over the wall, you'd give them all a 6-inch box. Well, the medium-sized child and the short child still couldn't see over the wall, even though they were given the same size box as the tall child. They were treated equally, or at least it would seem that they were. But the truth was is that treating them equally didn't accomplish the goal. The kids still couldn't see. And it was a misappropriation of resources to the tall child because he could already see over the wall. And I say this because I want people to be stimulated to think through how we can actually get people back to work. Our state was already in financial trouble, and we really do need our businesses to get back to work. Carol White, CEO of the New Mexico Restaurant Association, was on the show, and she said this was before the second shutdown. And at the time, she said, this is just 2 weeks ago, that New Mexico was the most locked down state in the country. You already pointed that out in our earlier segment, that it's New Mexico is more difficult to deal with than your dealership in California. Well, Carol said that with a 25% occupancy maximum, that if the state didn't get to 50% occupancy for indoor dining, she felt like we might lose as many as 30% more restaurants. Well, of course, not only did we not get to 50%, but it was eliminated totally 2 weeks ago. Now we're back at 25. There's, I guess in my mind, kind of a complicated formula for you know, counting cases and doing all of these different things. But I guess I want to ask you, Scott, how would you like to see, would you like to see the governor's office and your representatives and maybe scientists that have an alternate opinion be able to give this information to all of us as some kind of public forum?
Well, yeah, I think that's what life is all about, is you've got opposing opinions that come together and figure out a way to, for all of us to move forward.
Yeah.
Right now, I don't feel personally like there's any discussion, and I believe the anything that goes against this, I need to find the right words. Anything that goes against the science that they're looking at, they're discounting it. And you know, there's people on the other side of the aisle, Jim, that the same thing. I mean, they, you know, you can find a scientist or a doctor to tell you what you want to hear. The bottom line is you know, what people in New Mexico, I believe, want to hear is that let's go, that, you know, it's time to go back to work. Now, going back to work may not look like going back to work a year ago. It, you know, I believe that, you know, if we say let's go back to work, let's go back to work with some new precautions.
Yeah.
I've got signs up all over the dealership that says, you know, to prevent the spread of infectious disease, wash your hands. We've got hand washing, you know, provide soap, and we provide, you know, we've got hand sanitizer all around the dealership. I believe there's ways for us to open business, not just in New Mexico, but everywhere, sensibly. You know, I think the one thing that we've not applied, and I'm not just talking about New Mexico, it might be worldwide for all I know, but we've seemed to have lost the ability to apply common sense when it comes to dealing with things like this. And common sense is a very important factor in dealing with anything in life. But as I read through a lot of the COVID safe practices, you know, there's a lot of areas that common sense was not included, and it was not, it's not in there.
Yeah.
You know, in other words, I mean, we need to be able to go out and live our lives, do it a little more carefully than we may have prior, but we should be able to live, and we should know if we're sick, don't go to work.
Yes.
You know, I mean, use common sense.
Yes. Scott, let's get back to business. I have two real important questions. First of all, you've been a longtime sponsor on KNKT. I want to ask you why you support the programming here on this station.
Well, first and foremost, I believe in the mission that takes place when people like me aren't taking up a half an hour of time on the radio station. There's messages that truly, you know, are guiding us to what life is really about. I mean, life, while our businesses are important to us and our daily lives are important, I mean, long term, and when I mean long term, I'm talking eternity, that should be the most important thing to all of us. So,
yes.
Well, that's, you know, I that's why I support the radio station and the mission at KNKT.
Thank you, Scott. And I want to ask you, my last question is really back down to the brass tacks, and that is this a good time to consider buying a new vehicle?
I believe it's probably one of the best times in history to buy a new vehicle. It's, you know, the manufacturers are still supporting new vehicle sales with some of the best incentives and rebates I've seen in a long, long time. I mean, I've been doing this 30 years. And it seems like the best times to buy a vehicle are, quite frankly, during times like this. I remember back in 08 and 09. I mean, the manufacturers were doing their very, very best to continue building vehicles. And if they continue building them, dealers like us, we have to continue selling them. So they they over-incentivize, and that's what we're seeing right now. We've got very, very good incentives on all of our products from GMC, the Kia, and even the Chrysler product. So it's a great time to buy a vehicle.
So if you're interested in getting in touch with Petrie Automotive Group, any of their dealerships, you can go to Petrie Press Go. That's PITREPRESSGO.com, PetriePressGo.com. Or you can give them a call in Albuquerque at 505-898-1333. Scott Simpkins, thank you for joining us today on ABQ Connect.
Thank you, Jim. Have a great afternoon.
You too. We'll talk to you soon.